Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Signature Global (India) Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome everyone to the call today. Today, from the management of Signature Global, we have with us Mr. Pradeep Kumar Aggarwal, the Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Lalit Kumar Aggarwal, the Vice Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Ravi Aggarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Rajat Kathuria, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Manish Garg, the Deputy Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Preetika Singh from Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Quarter 2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of the Signature Global. I am delighted to discuss our operational and financial performance with you all. I hope you have had time to review our investor presentation and result press release. India's real estate sector is expanding rapidly, supported by a resilient economy valued at $493 billion. It contributes 7.3% to the national GDP and accounts for 18% of the employment, making it the second-largest job creator after agriculture. Looking ahead, the sector is projected to contribute 15.5% to India's economy output by 2047, with an estimated valuation of $5.8 trillion. With the growth driven by the factors like urbanization, rising disposable income, and increased demand for residential and commercial spaces. In Gurugram, infrastructure upgrades and transforming the landscape. Key projects like DMIC, Pune Elevated Road, Southern Periphery Road, and Dwarka Expressway are strengthening Gurugram's appeal as a real estate hub. Within this expanding region, south of Gurugram, Sohna region has likely to become the third-largest residential market after the Dwarka Expressway or New Gurugram. A recent report by the Square Yards shows that new residential developments in Sohna region have grown rapidly since 2020, surpassing the total supply of the entire previous decade. Signature Global's integrated township, Dakshin Vista, located at the Sohna corridor, is one of these popular developments. It has been met with strong response, recording impressive pre-sale figures. Let's talk about our financial results for the first half of the FY25. We have seen an impressive 217% year-on-year growth in pre-sale, thanks to successful launch of key projects like Titanium SPR and Dakshin Vista in Sohna region. In the second quarter of FY25 alone, pre-sale were up by 184% compared to last year, showing how well we are meeting the current market demand. Our revenue also saw rising by the 342% year-on-year in H1 FY25, with Quarter 2 FY25 alone showing the remarkable 650% growth over the previous year due to completion of our few major projects. Additionally, Our collections grew by 60% year-on-year in H1 FY25, ensuring we maintain a strong cash flow and robust operations. Our operational and financial performance underlines our commitment to delivering high-quality products and amenities in the mid-income housing and premium segment. Our strategy would be focused on offering the right price, right size, and the right location for our real estate product, a combination that continues to strengthen our market position. By focusing on excellence and innovation, we aim to constantly meet or exceed client expectations. Our strategic initiative is strong execution capabilities, not only drive the growth but also enhance operational effectiveness and maintain a competitive point in the industry. Through these efforts, we are building a strong foundation for a successful future for the Signature Global and our stakeholders. With that, I would like to conclude my remarks and hand over to our CEO, Rajat Kathuria, who will take you through our financial performance in detail. Thank you once again for your attention.
Hi. Good morning, folks. Thanks a lot for joining the call this morning. So we've had a fairly good first half of the year. Usually, the perception is that the second half of the year tends to be better for real estate companies, but we've always maintained that this is a hugely supply-constrained market, and hence, we did not go to the kind of typical perceptions. So the H1 was particularly good for us. So during the first half, we launched two large projects. One was Titanium SPR in Sector 71, Gurgaon, which is one of the most premium locations where we have a fairly good amount of land position as of today. So that project saw a tremendous response. And just towards the fag end of the second quarter of H2, we launched a fairly large integrated township in Sohna, which is called Dakshin. And even over there, needless to say that it's shown a fairly good response, and that's what contributed to most of our sales during the second quarter. So in a span of about 10 days, between September 20th and September 30th, we crossed about 2,300-odd crores of sales just from that one single project. Dakshin comprises of two key components. There are actually three. We've launched two out of those three. One is the mid-income housing where we do these premium floors, and this is like very bread-and-butter business for us to keep doing these floors, where we recorded sales in excess of about 1,300 crores in a span of about 10 days. In addition, for the first time, we launched industrial/IT/ITS plots. These were like plots ranging from, let's say, 600 to 700-odd square yards. It could be used for multiple sort of commercial purposes. But we saw a phenomenal response on that particular product segment as well, which is, for the first time, we tested it, and we were overwhelmed with the response. So we sold plots which are worth more than 1,000 crores within that one project, and that too within a very short span of time. So fundamentally, if you see, during the first half, we've launched two large projects. Both of them saw very good response. We've now achieved almost close to about 5,900 crores, about 59 billion worth of sales during the first 6 months. And it's kind of a consistent trend. Even if we were to see the trailing 9 months, on a YTD basis, if we were to look at the performance, in the March quarter, we had launched the first group housing project by the name of De-Luxe DXP. That saw a good response. In Q1 or Q2 calendar year, we launched Titanium SPR. Q3, we launched Dakshin. All these three projects have been seeing good response. And this is the kind of fresh inventory being created. If we leave fresh launches, you know, we've literally kind of, you know, dried up all our erstwhile inventory. So as we are creating supply, it's kind of getting absorbed. So on a trailing 9-month basis, you know, we've comfortably crossed even 9,000 crores worth of sales. So we are clocking, you know, on a monthly basis of about, we're at a run rate of about 1,000 crore plus on the pre-sale basis, which is, you know, which is what we've always been talking that, you know, Gurgaon is a fairly deep market and, you know, one can achieve good sales if you can do consistent supply. So few takeaways, you know, effectively on the sales front, we stay confident of our annual guidance, which was of 10,000 crores. Current sales are happening at an average pricing of about 13,400. So we are fairly put, we are confident on the embedded EBITDA margins, about 35%, which we've been talking about. Sales are continuing to be good. So, you know, we had Diwali at the end of October. So even, you know, October as a month, we've seen like good festive sort of sales happening. Too premature to talk of numbers, but, you know, we've seen like, you know, good response even during the festive season. Moving on to collections front, during the first 6 months, we've done collections of almost like 2,100 odd crores. The collections are much higher vis-a-vis the same period in the previous year, but we've sold quite a lot during the first half of this year. While that should continue, collections will also, you know, spruce up during the second half of the year. So we stay put on our annual guidance as far as collections are concerned. On the operating surplus side, I think very much on predictable lines, our surplus after incurring hard costs, SG&A, other costs, etc., was almost close to 40%. We strive to achieve about 45% operating surplus by the end of the year, but you know, for the first 6 months, the number stood at about 38%. So our surplus was in excess of 800 crores, which we used primarily for further land acquisition. About 500 plus crores went into acquisition of a fresh land in Sector 37D. Close to 3 million square foot of you know, area got added as part of this land acquisition, which will have, you know, development potential in excess of 4,000 crores. In addition to that, our net debt number also reduced by 140 crores. So, you know, our net debt is stable while we are growing at this phenomenal pace. If you look at the trend ever since we've listed, you know, our net debt is in that, you know, 1,000 crore plus or minus range. So, you know, given the kind of growth which is going on, you know, with every passing quarter, the balance sheet strength is improving. So stands at about 1,000 crores. This number, I think, for the balance 6 month period should come down, you know, significantly by the end of the year. I don't think this number should be more than 500 to 600 odd crores. So given the current size and scale of the company, we feel, you know, net debt position is gradually coming down to a near zero sort of a level. In addition, I think portfolio remains, looks good. You know, we've some top line numbers. We've completed close to about 12 million square foot till date. We're also in advanced stages of completing another 16 odd million square foot. Next 6 to 7 quarters, we should complete another 16 million square foot. So an average completion, you know, timeline of about, you know, 4 to 5 quarters from today. You know, we are completing significant number of ongoing projects. Also, in terms of recently launched or forthcoming projects, we have a robust inventory of about 35 million square foot with a GDV potential in excess of 50,000 crores. There are a couple of takeaways. You know, if you look at this 35 million square foot stroke our, you know, current land position, you know, which doesn't come on the face of the financials, but, you know, I would like to highlight those. First and foremost, we've always adopted the strategy to own land rather than doing any sort of service contracts or collaborations per se. So we've been working preferably on owned land. Bulk of this land is again owned by us. More than 90% of the GDV potential of this 35 million square foot pertains to the company. So there's less than 10% which will accrue to any joint development related, you know, pertains to landowners who would have done, joint developments with us. So that's the second key aspect. And thirdly, most of the land is already paid for, you know, so there could be minor or minuscule payments of 100, 200 odd crores, but by and large, you know, the land is fully paid. So in a way, as you look at our portfolio, since land is owned and paid for, as we will collect more money from our customers, a lot of it will be available to the company for either future expansion or for debt reduction. A fairly small percentage of that particular collection will accrue to any particular landowners who are currently working with us. So that will continue to make our balance sheet and cash position increasingly healthy. As far as completions are concerned, we are going on track. Our annual guidance is to complete projects worth 3,800 odd crores. We always anticipated that this will be happening more towards the second half of the year. So Q3 and Q4 should witness, completions, much more than the first half. So we stick to our guidance that, you know, we'll complete projects worth 3,800 crores, and hence to look at profitability on an annualized basis will give a far superior perspective than looking at the first half. And on the debt, I said a little while back that, you know, we do anticipate to bring it down further. And hence, you know, that principle which we've been talking about, that the debt should never be in excess of 0.5 times the annual operating surplus, I think will comfortably be getting met. So by and large, if I have to say, we are, sitting on a good launch position. Our guidance was to launch projects worth 16,000 crores for the year. We've done launches worth, 9,000 crores for the first half. Even in Dakshin, you know, we've launched part of the project. The overall potential is actually close to about 8,000 odd crores. So by end of Q3, we would have achieved most of our, launch guidance of about 16,000 crores. It could be 15-16, in that range we would have done the launches which we were planning for this year. And even in terms of sales, we look comfortable for the 10,000 crore sales for the year. Embedded EBITDA, we are fairly confident and comfortable with regard to 35% embedded EBITDA. So by and large, I think we are sticking to our, core strength of focusing on Gurgaon, which we feel is a fairly underserved market. There's a lot of work to be done. And we are confident at the end of the first half of the year with regard to the guidance which we had given at the start. So by and large, that's about, it on the number side. Happy to answer to any of your queries or questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Murtuza Arziwala from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi gentlemen. Congratulations on the sales performance. A couple of questions. Is one, if I look at, the amount, you've had fairly successful launches, and to that extent, incremental sales would likely depend on new launches because you don't have too much of unsold inventory. While you've given us the broader guidance on the launch profile for the year, Can you give us some color on specific projects and timelines of these projects that could be launched over the next few quarters? That helps us sort of get a better handle on the sales trajectory. That's one. Number two, you talked about embedded margins of 30% in 2024, 35% in first half 2025. It'd be useful if you could give us, on the cost side, for the remaining 65% of cost, let's say, what is the composition between construction cost, approval costs, and land spends generally for the current sales that you're doing? And overall, when we speak with investors, there's generally a concern with the kind of price appreciation that you've seen in Gurgaon, that market may sort of be happy down. So any color that you could give, not just on your projects, but on the overall Gurgaon market, sort of would be useful. So three sets of questions from my side. Thank you.
Sure, Murtuza. Thanks for your question. So, Murtuza, ballpark numbers. So this year, our targeted launches are of 16,000 crores, of which there are two larger projects which are getting launched. We've done phase one in both Titanium SPR as well as Sohna, which is Dakshin. Both these projects have phase two launches as well, which are also happening within this financial year. Put together, these two projects will have a launch potential of, excess of 13,000 plus crores. So in third quarter stroke early Q4, we would have completed phase two launches of both of these projects as well. In addition, we have another township project called City of Colors in Manesar, which we launched during the October month. So that will come as we update the Q3 numbers. That's already happened. We've also launched a project by the name of DXP Twin Tower, which also contributed a little to Q2 numbers, but that's again a project worth almost in excess of about 2,000-odd crores. And there's another launch in Sector 37D, which is coming up. So by and large, by December, you would see this entire 15 to 16,000 crores worth of inventory getting launched. Hence, it would be good for us to achieve sales of this year, and it will carry on into the coming year as well. So that's on the launch front. Your second question was around the cost side, of this balance 65%. So on the cost side, see, we've been fairly, I would say, fortunate. Our land cost is quite low, which is in current selling price terms, less than 10%. So land price, including approvals, is not crossing 10% of the sale value. Being more precise, our land cost on a standalone basis is lower than 1,000 rupees a foot of FSI on a portfolio-wide basis. It could be slightly higher or lower, on a specific, project-wise basis. But on a portfolio level, it's less than 1,000 rupees a foot, which means that including approval cost, we are not spending more than 10% on land plus approvals. Ballpark construction is not going to exceed anywhere between 40%, 40 to 45% of the overall sale value. And you could assume the balance 10% for selling, marketing, SG&A, contingency as well. So that's why, the 65% is like a well-buffered sort of, cost target for whatever sales are currently happening. To your third question on the Gurgaon market, I would say if you look at it on a whole decade basis, starting year 2012-13 till date, I don't think the market's gone up more than, an inflation-linked sort of a percentage. Yes, a bit of rise happened during 2022 and 23. On the price rise basis, markets again found its kind of by and large a stable position. I don't think there's any sort of steep spikes happening in the market right now. while the volumes tend to be reasonably good. So, and even if you look at the overall perspective, see, our sales per square foot basis, our realization is at about, you know, 13,500 rupees a foot. Substance over form, you know, it doesn't seem as if something's really expensive for the kind of product being offered. You know, the product which is being offered is actually comparable to any product being launched, not in like uber luxury segment, but in any mid-income or premium segment across the country. So we feel 13 to 14,000 rupees a foot is a fairly, you know, good price, both from the producer as well as the consumer perspective. So we don't feel, you know, much of a challenge with the current pricing price point in the market.
Sure. If I could just follow up with two more, if you could give some sort of color on what is the growth that you're targeting, let's say for 26 and 27. On the sales side, any ballpark numbers that you may want to leave us with? And just to be certain, when you look at the cash flow statement that you put out for first half 25, the construction expenses include approval expenses, or that is clubbed more with the land spends?
So 10% is, I think, land and approval, by and large, both put together. Construction... Yeah, I think 40% is good for construction. It's not going to cost more than that. As far as growth is concerned, Murtaza, I think we've not given any formal guidance as yet, but yeah, I think 25% sort of, you know, spike on an annual basis is something quite achievable, which will be through mix of both value growth and volume growth. Some, you know, 8 to 10% value growth is something which one should envisage even in the years to come. And the balance should come, you know, from a volume basis.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for providing the opportunity and, you know, congrats on a good set of results. So, couple of questions from my side. First, you know, on the Chin, like you have mentioned, you know, that the full project is around 8,000 crore GDV. So, this includes, so how much is residential and how much is, you know, the industrial plots? And the second is that, 23 million, which is the, 23 million, which is the sales which has been achieved. This includes the 10 million from industrial plus, or is it like 23 million residential?
Yeah, sure. So, Vaibhav, thanks for joining the call. So, in Dakshin, by and large, you could assume a 75-25 split between residential and industrial plotting component, on an overall basis. As far as the sale which happened during the last quarter, 1,300 plus crores came from the residential component and 1,000 crores came from the industrial plots component.
So just to clarify, when you said 25 billion, so that is like a 50 billion launch, after which 25 billion was residential, 25 billion was commercial. Is that correct?
No, I think the residential component higher. It's about 65% component of the project launch was from the residential component. Industrial, it was 35. Or putting it conversely, see, a lot which we or whatever we launched in the industrial component, a much higher percentage of that got absorbed in a very short span of time.
Understood. And just secondly, on the you know, on the collections front, this quarter seemed to be a little bit muted. So any guidance as you know how we should see it coming out for the rest of the year? And just one last question, if I could add, the construction expenses. So you know, in the financial statement, the construction materials seem to be, you know, nearly double that of the last year. So have we like started construction activity on any particular project which has, you know, led to a substantial increase? So just these two end questions from my side.
So on the collections front, see, quite a bit of sales for this year, which you're seeing for the entire period, has happened in a very short span of Q2 towards the end of second quarter. So collections are expected to pick up. Q3 will be better than second quarter, and Q4 will be even better. So that's where we are fairly confident of our annual target as far as collections are concerned. As far as the cost side is concerned, I'll look at the numbers and we can maybe respond to you. If you want to drop in a line, we'll kind of respond to it.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Deepak, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand, ideally you mentioned that this is revenue recognition that we target remain intact of 3,800 crores because of higher booking and collections, higher delivery and collections that you expect in the second half. So about second half, we are still targeting about close to 2,600 because the 1,200 crores we have already did in first half, right?
Yes, that's correct, Deepak. So I think each of the quarters, the recognition should be in excess of 1,000 crores.
In excess of 1,000 crores. And what about the profitability? I think on an annual basis, we were of the view that even after considering the cost of the recent launches, that 20% EBITDA margin is what something that one can achieve on a reported basis. Now, given our first half profitability is quite muted, so how do we see that, in terms of annual guidance, are we still maintaining this 20% or is there any downward revision in to that?
So I think we'll have to wait and watch on that. While at a product level basis, we are confident that these are all, profitable projects which are undergoing a completion. But in panel, we are seeing a bit of spike on the SG&A given the current level of sales, because quite a bit of expenses get, expensed out in the year which we are growing. In the year, which we are incurring those and they don't get capitalized. So a lot of, SG&A expenses are also impacting, the EBITDA margins. So effectively this gap of, sales, which is kind of, comfortably crossing 10,000 crores for the year vis-a-vis completions, which will be at about 40% of the sales for the year. There's a bit of a gap in the, SG&A expenses because the entire machinery platform is working for, much higher performance vis-a-vis, what is getting recognized. So I don't want to give a guidance on this entire sales, but yes, I could say that, this number is definitely improving as the overall volume of, completion will improve. The percentage will also improve because the expenses will get netted off against a much larger denominator, which is revenue recognized.
Okay, I got this. And my final query is on, I was just going through your presentation. I think it was mentioned somewhere that we are looking at revenue recognition of around 11,000 crores over FY25 and 26. Given FY25, we are looking at 4,000 crores. So FY26, 7,000 crores would be a right estimate to look upon to?
Yes, we will be targeting to complete all the balance projects, in FY26, and we'll roll out a very granular sort of, number as we close this year. But by and large, yes, we stick to that commitment.
And our ongoing project is close to about 15.8 million square feet, right?
Yes. Ongoing as in the ones which are at very advanced stages of completion, which add up to about 11,000 crores of, revenue potential. In addition, now we have launched almost 10 odd million square foot, which we've done over the last three quarters.
Correct.
Yeah. So, but that's also technically ongoing now. But yes, that's
but those
still
are recent launches, I think they're categorized under recent launches, right? That 9.5 kind of million
yes,
square feet.
Right.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. I think that's it from my side. All the way best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Khanna from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
sir. I just wanted to check the industrial plots that you've sold, 1,000-odd crores in the current quarter, and the ones that you'd be planning to sell in, let's say, the second half of the year or going forward also. These would get recognized in the P&L almost immediately, right? Is that how it works?
No, Abhishek. I think we'll have to, you know, deliver these projects and collect almost the entire, you know, revenue of these projects. So, you know, one should anticipate that, you know, completion timeline of about 18 to 24 months. So, this should come under recognition in FY27.
Oh, so this will also come in FY27. But you have to build anything on these plots? Isn't it empty plots that you deliver to your customers?
No, but basic infrastructure has to happen, no? Roads, lighting, sewage, waste treatment, you know, all that basic infrastructure development has to happen, and then certain completion of, you know, completing those trunk infrastructure has to be obtained from the local authorities. Only then you can hand over the possession to the customers. So
perfect.
That actually does take about, 18 odd months.
Sure. And when you say 25% of this 75-80 billion of GDP at Sona is for this industry, is it all industrial plots or does that also include any commercial component in it, commercial retail?
So there are three components. There is residential, there is industrial, and there is retail, typical, you know, convenience retail, which is there.
Yeah.
So we've so far launched, you know, residential and industrial plots. Retail is something which we intend to do in future.
Would that be 5% or more than that?
In value terms, more than 5%. In so that's also, you know, about 700 to 800 or 1,000 square foot of, you know, spaces will come up. So that's also, you could say, a 1,000 crore plus contributor on a GDP basis.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Abhishek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhidev from ICIC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just a few house bookkeeping questions. Firstly, could you let us know the any estimated GDV for the balance inventory which we are planning to launch over next 2 to 3 years across our ongoing and forthcoming projects? The 50 odd million square feet, right, which you have given in a presentation, the balance value or anything, guidance you could give us?
So, Adhidev, see, after we've done, you know, our launches for this year, you should assume that we still have, you know, owned stroke, like tied up, you know, land where we can do in excess of 35,000 crores in terms of GDV value, which we'll launch over, you know, next 2 years.
Okay, over the next couple of years.
Yes, so on a sustained basis, you know, we'll be able to do launches of this magnitude. And keep replenishing land also, you know, both tend to happen in parallel. So keep looking for land and we keep launching projects, you know.
That was my next question actually on the land replenishment. So considering that we've launched or almost to be launching 16,000 crores, right, GDV of projects this year, and maybe you said 35,000 crores over the next couple of years. So to replenish 16 to 17,000 crores annually, right, what are our plans on spend on land annually, and what are the locations we are looking at other than the ones we are already established currently?
So see, we'll continue to acquire in the positions which are already established, because since we are able to achieve sales in these locations, you know, we'll, you know, the primary focus will remain on areas where we are selling well. Or if we step back a little and look at it, see, there are certain core markets where, you know, our customers are buying product from us in this broader mid-income theme. So we do intend to kind of, you know, do a sustained supply in these markets rather than, you know, doing sporadic sort of launches. In addition to that, see, this entire, you know, plotted theme is playing out quite well. We've done one launch in this quarter. We've technically done another launch in, you know, in Q3 as well. So, you know, around this also, we are looking at, you know, doing some acquisitions or collaborations as it may pan out. So you could see more of this activity as well in the coming year. And, you know, eventually at some stage, you know, it becomes like a contributor to our annual target. And that would be a bit of addition to what we're currently doing.
Sure. And there was some obviously media articles quoting that you're also looking at the Noida market, right, for a possible entry next year. So any update or development on that?
Not yet. We continue to, you know, look at opportunities, but, you know, and we're evaluating it, but nothing in particular as of now.
Okay. And my final question is on our construction contracts, right? Obviously, we have been given construction contracts to a lot of reputed third-party contractors right now for our projects, which we have launched. Could you just let us know what is the scope of the construction? Like, do they do the entire finishing works as well, or that will be undertaken separately by us across various vendors at the end? What is the plan over here on the deliveries?
So, see, as a broader strategy, Adidasi, there is about 16 million square foot, which is at advanced stages of completion. Okay, so this is by and large being handled by our team, wherein, you know, we have the responsibility of doing the entire procurement, time management, quality management, etc. And only labor contracts are being given for this entire 16 million square foot of completion. So you could say that while we are acting as a developer, we are also acting as a master EPC player, contractor for this entire advanced stage, you know, inventory completion. As far as some of these newer projects are concerned, you know, which are more in the, you know, luxury sort of segment, and where we want to maybe even more particular on the quality aspect, you know, we've chosen to onboard some large EPC contractors. So it's a very project-wise situation, Adidev. So as far as Deluxe DXP is concerned, Ahluwalia Construction is going to do the entire, you know, structure as well as finishes. Whereas on the other project, you know, right now we've awarded them contract only for the structure aspect. And Capacite is also, and ACC we've also onboarded for our projects. So we are adding, you know, good quality EPC contractors as well, to ease out our sort of, you know, completion timeline and commitments.
Sure. Now that's pretty helpful. Yeah, thank you and all the best.
Thanks, Adidas.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.